This is the road to the castle. Charming reptilians. Very charming. Charming people, I suppose. So this thing here is called, it's a real Templar's castle in Montfort, like Simon de Montfort, the guy who killed all the Cathars in the south of France. Most certainly they called it after him. And Montfort, that's of course Switzerland, the strong mountains it means. Let's have a look. Now here it says, so when you speak French, you can read it. And so it was yeah, in the Provence. Oh, this is the thing here. And so this is a real Templar's castle. Yeah. There's the Templar's cross. It's not very far from the other one I filmed last summer. And very impressive. It's a big one here. A real big one. It's more important than the other one. Look at the door. It's probably still original, eh? Original door. Bang, bang, bang. Shall I knock on the door? Let's knock on the door and see how that feels, eh? It's like in the old times here. Yeah. Like, anybody here? Well, look through the keyhole. Nothing. Hey. I'm all about it. You can read it if you want. There's another impressive door here. Hey, see the bastards. Everywhere they got a cross in the window, pretending to be monks, which they were not. Definitely not. It was the aristocracy. Well, I told you all about it. They were the second and the third sons of the aristocracy who couldn't rule. So they made a war against the first son. These were the Templars, the second, third and fourth sons. Well, I already told you 100 times. Don't want to repeat it. Well, anyway, this is where the democracy started. You know, the New World Order. The New World Order is nothing else than the democratic system. That the lords can be democratically be elected. That's all. There's no democracy for us, only for them. So they can be elected and be the king for a period of 4 years or 5 years or 7 years. So this is where it all basically started. This is a building of the New World Order. It looks pretty old, but this is new. The New World Order. Yeah, you got it? Against the old world order, against the king of France. And if you see the Templar's cross, which comes from a pyramid, which I've shown you, this is actually four times the Templar's V in it here. See? As on all the tanks. And there must have been something in the middle here. Maybe a swastika or something. There's a hole. So, well, apparently, several people have told me here that they built a tunnel, which still exists, which is going from here, this castle, maybe 10 miles somewhere to the next village. You know, so if they were in case of being surrounded by the king, which happened, you know, they could all take the shuttle and get out of here. You know, these guys are smart, very smart, and they rule the world. Looks like a fleur de lis. Well, this is the other side of it. The door has been made later on, apparently. It has been a prison as well. So the tunnel apparently is going 5 kilometers to something La Grasse. And it's going to first to the cemetery of this village, Montfort. So this is how they did, basically, you know. They just pretended to be monks. Those second and third and fourth sons, and they just built some monastery somewhere, you know, but there were no monks. And this is how they were hiding, you know, from the king. And the king was thinking, oh, what are all the monasteries around doing, you know, it's getting more and more of them. Until it was too late, they chopped his head off. Some prison bars. Yeah, so this is a authentic Templar's castle. It's quite big. And it's all a lot of underground stuff here. You can see that here. There too, you know, going tunnels there. Wonder where that's going to, eh? It's probably the tunnel they're talking about. Well, there's a door. Ah, never mind. Tunnel is a tunnel. Another interesting fact that today the number of the castle here, the Templar's castle, is number 13. You know, in spite of the fact that the neighbors, they're all of a sudden at number 17. Because it's so important to them, yeah. Number 13, very important for the Masons. How many children disappear here, you know, in the restaurant next door, you know, they go eat first. And afterward, they go eat first and do some sacrifices here. Nobody will hear you. And then go and have a drink afterwards in the same restaurant. These things happen, folks. The aristocracy has always been killing and torturing and doing satanic ritual with us. And their base is Switzerland.
Pleasure. I want to say you that my mother is the last woman who is born in the castle of Montfort and the last Templier castle in Montfort. It's the last lady born in Montfort.
And her name is what? Her last the family name?
It's Huguette Lombard. Lombard in English.
So that's aristocratic?
Absolutely no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
So here's the road going down from the castle. Very interesting. Probably walls of the castle. Protection walls. This is actually the very entrance to the castle here. So apparently this church here was given to the Templars here in Montfort. Now look, there's their flag, the Montfort, and there's a red thing. I showed you in Italy as well. On the colonel, on his regiment. Here you can see on top, you can see the Templar's cross here. There you go. With an eagle. Yeah, it sort of looks like the red thing, like in the crown, and you know, just like on the flag. So I'm back to this Templar's castle. And well, I don't want to repeat it all, you know, you just go and see my other films like Templar Itinerary and you know. But when I was in Strasbourg, I talked to the Templar guy who showed himself like on his cell phone in a cloak, Templar's cloak. It was a real one, like the one in the restaurant here. And I asked him just to find out what do they think, you know, about Switzerland. How do they, you know? So I asked him, what does Switzerland mean for the Templars? Without hesitating, he said, it's our refuge. That's where they went to, folks. It's been confirmed from all sides. Historically, the Nazis, who didn't take the damn place, they never talk about the damn place. That's where they went, folks. So that's why I made that French film. I call it The Swiss Beast, The Base of the Devil. It says the commandery of Rieu, which is next to Lorg. Apparently it's in Flayosk. I went there to see that. There's nothing more to see there. So tried my best. But anyway, this is still here. And they got all rounded up by the French king, Philippe le Bel. It's somewhere it's written here. Now here it says, on October the 13th, 1307, it was on a Friday the 13th, Philip the Fair, And he rounded them all up here. And then they went to the east of France in the large forests there, which I show you to, you know, in my other videos. And then they went to Switzerland. And they're still there. Now they're all over. Yeah, Freemasons. And the French kings, they were on the Loire River, all in the west of France. Okay, that's it. Pharaoh, me. So we are here now in Montfort. I just had a stiff walk from Corrance to Montfort through the mountains here. And here was the other one in Brasse. Here in Villecreuse. Here Perrassol, next to Le Luc. Here's Brignol, where I show you the house. And this is the whole region, like here's was Marseille, Toulon. Well, the Mediterranean, like this way is Nice. So it's just like up here. Here was the other Templar's castle I filmed there in the summer, Gréoux-les-Bains. With on the other side is Manosque, where this is the pentagram and the that painter. So it's here, and here's the motorway going to Italy. So I was on my way from Italy and going back, and I saw this Templar sign on the motorway. So I got off there. So you got an idea. Templars, they were Nazis as well, but nasty buggers really. They were not there, you know, to defend like the Christian valors, you know, against those horrible Muslims and whatever they tell us, Hollywood and all the books. It's all crap. They are pharaohs. This is a pyramid, a 2D pyramid. It's all aristocracy. It's an internal war. We had to fight their wars. As the Second World War and the First World War was still a transition from the old world order, the old feudal system of the first son, to the new world order. Show that again, number 13. Not a coincidence. Now, of course, this is supposed to be a line. Look at the manes. You know, it is a line. The symbol of the aristocracy. The symbol of pharaonic dignity. It's a foreign power. Yeah, there's always been ruling over us. Like Trump, like all of them. Left, right, it's all the same. You know, what's a lion doing here anyway? What is a lion? Here you can see it's a lion. You know. What is a lion doing here? We had wolves and bears. How did they know the existence of a lion? You know. What did they do to us, you know? The European didn't even know what's going on the other side of the hill there. You know, we are their slaves and we still are. That's why we have an identity number, you know, our identity card, our slave number. When there's a control of the knights of the, in their uniforms, the knights of the king, you know, it's a slave control. There was the lion, here the Templars. The enemy is not the Arabs, folks, they just invited them, so we fight each other, you know, so they can be quiet, that's all. I'll show you something interesting, you know, why the oval here? It's far more complicated in the Middle Ages than, you know, make an oval instead of this here, you know. Why an oval? Or why four? You know. Four elements, an oval like in the Oval Office or the Vesica Capaces. And here, why three? Why three? It's not for the construction, otherwise they would have been all over. Or there would have also been an oval here, you know. Or three things here and three things, you know. This is the Trinity, this is Isis, Horus and Seth. And this, it says a pyramid here. They're pharaohs with their lions and things, you know. So three is the side of the pyramid, Isis, Horus and Seth, and four is the base, the four elements, fire, earth, water, and air. And 3 plus 4 makes 7. It's all in the building. They put it in the construction, you know. This is not for the construction. They didn't have concrete in those days or whatever it is, the stone, you know. They didn't have, it's a small stone. Maybe there have been 3 statues on it. I wouldn't be surprised. And it's a certain form. So this is not, you know, for the construction. They had wood in those days, no concrete. This is not concrete, that's stone. Yeah, you see, it's all over. It's not only most people, if they see it at all, you know, they see this here, the Templar's cross. There is the lion, there's the number 3 and 4, the pyramid, the oval all over. Now, like their descendants, the Freemasons, as they show it today, you know, okay. This is where it all started, and they got all rounded up here, went to the east of France, northeast, and went to Switzerland and be happy forever, until I came around the corner. Hey, Swissy! And these things, they don't go all the way through, you know, like concrete. They couldn't make that, you know. It's only here. And if it would have been for the construction, they wouldn't let it out like that, you know. There must have been 3 statues on it. And why, actually, the French King Philip le Bel, he round them all up. He did a real coup, you know, in one day. He ran all over France, you know, very organized. But why didn't, so 16 years before that, in 1291, August the 1st, they founded Switzerland. So why couldn't he get them in Switzerland, eh? He was everywhere, because the Swissy hid them. They had an alliance with them. I told you, Switzerland, Suisse, Sœur Isis. They are the sisters of Isis. I'm telling you the truth. They had an alliance, and they still have. And then they became the Nazis, the Jesuits, the Swiss guard of the Pope. And now they have Trump. Switzerland is the base of all evil. Just think about the satanic ritual they did in 2016 for the opening of the Saint Gotthard. Think about the CERN, the banks, all the ONGs are there. Come on, people, wake up, you know. For the Nazis to invade Poland instead of Switzerland, it's like living next to the central bank and do a hold up on the snack bar next to it, you know. Come on, come on! Switzerland is the base of all evil. They're conspiring against humanity. Monks, come on! Why would a monk put a lion, the symbol of the aristocracy, there? Hey, come on, tell me now, eh? The Templars were the aristocracy. They were the second and the third sons who couldn't rule. Right? Just a coat of arms here, you see, just like on my Swiss Army knife. You see the point down there? The same here on the Swiss Army knife. I went to Switzerland. And as I've been showing you, the Templars have been all over France, and they were persecuted in France, so they spoke French. So when they came to Switzerland, they call it Suisse, Sœur d'Isis, the Sisters of Isis. They spoke French, you see. You can see that, their itinerary. From here, they go all rounded up. From here, from this castle and the other ones. Go to the east of France and they went to Switzerland. They spoke French. It all started here. This is the new world order that started here. A new system that all kings, all sons of the king, they can be the king for 4, 5, or 7 years, you know, or 8 years. Or this is their system, the new world order. This is where it started, against the first world order, the old world order, the king of France and the other kings. You know, that sign of the Templars, you know, the 2 blokes on a horse, you know, it's to show them the other commandery. It's not the of some monks who did a vow of poverty. No. these, you know, aristocrats, they were so poor, they had to share a horse. So they made it their symbol. So look, you know, we are so poor, we have to share a kingdom. We have to share a horse, like, you know, we're so poor. And they made it their, they literally had to share a horse. And they got, they were so angry, you know. While the king, he was having like 1,000 horses or more, you know. So why not share it, you know? It's all the same blood, you know, same bloodline. And so they were very pissed off. Yeah. So this is where that symbol of the two blokes and the horse basically comes from. Because the second and the third sons, they didn't get anything. Yeah. See? From this side, you see better, it's a coat of arms, you know, like of the like on the Swiss Army knife.
Quoi?
Oui, ta belle-mère, elle était dans cette loge.
Oui.
Ah ben, raconte.
Alors, je te dis une chose, ma belle-mère était dans les Sœurs d'Isis, elle est toujours dans les Sœurs d'Isis, mais c'est pas pour autant qu'elle les défend à 100%. J'ai ma belle-mère dans les Sœurs d'Isis, et j'ai mon beau-père au Front National, très mal perçu par les francs-maçons.
So I asked. I asked him here. He said his mother-in-law is in the in a secret Freemason lodge, and I said that's very rare. And then I said, well, is she in the Sisters of Isis? He said, yeah. How did you know that?
Mais dans les faits, moi j'adore ma belle-mère, j'adore mon beau-père, parce qu'il a raison sur beaucoup de choses, et ma belle-mère aussi, elle a raison sur beaucoup de choses, mais pour moi, ça reste une secte, simplement.
Yeah. So when your mother was born in the castle, yeah?
Yeah.
And in what year was that?
My mother is born in, she has 70 now.
She's 70 now.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, 70.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So 70. Yes. Or, yeah, like in the 30s or 40s. And when you were digging for renovations in the castle, what did you find?
It was impossible because my grandfather it was only a bankrupt.
Yeah, but you talked about all the skeletons, the dead bodies you found.
Oh, yes, skeleton inside. Yes, a lot. It was a cemetery, comment dire?
In the castle.
Of course.
Have you got any other things like to say, weird things about the castle? What happened more in the castle?
Oh, after, yes, many people say it's a phantom.
Haunted, yeah.
And my mother lives inside the castle, and she has never seen you.
I felt something sitting outside on the bench. I felt things. I got answers, you know, really.
Why not?
That there is something.
Why not? My mother never.
I think when many people died there, because it was a prison afterwards, then many people suffered there, that there's still some energy, you know?
Exactly. Inside, yes, when you must do I have a problem in English, inside and with everybody, we have head inside the wall. You cross
the big head.
Yeah, when there were renovations, you found skulls in the wall.
Exactly.
Skulls in the wall.
Yes. For example, comment dire, un électricien.
Yeah. Oui.
Comme Pascal.
Non, il est plombier lui.
Non, il est plombier lui.
Yeah, yeah.
And
a mason.
A lot of head with
skulls.
The big head,
yes.
And the skulls, they had a hole in their head. So.
Yes, yes. Yes, I promise you.
So there was one part here, a wall, and another wall, and inside of the two stone, there were all the skulls, like, piled up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's satanic, you know? This is satanic.
Certainly.
So this is the Templar's castle. Mm. Okay, thank you.
Yes, but it's honest. I can try. I have problem to have the good word for explain you.
Yeah. Mais tu peux le dire en français, comme ça je l'explique. Oui, je l'explique en anglais.
Après. En anglais. Bon, voilà. Le truc qui a été le plus inimaginable, c'est quand il restait la tour du château, la tour gauche, qui restait à mes grands-parents, et quand ils ont rénové, machin, et ils ont trouvé des centaines d'ossements humains au sol et dans les murs.
Yeah, so he just said where the left tower. So alors quand on se trouve devant la tour gauche. Quand on se trouve devant le château.
La tour gauche.
Oui. So the left tower, if you are in front of the castle, the left tower, when they were doing renovations and put some electricity in it, they found hundreds of skeletons underneath and in the walls. It was piled up with skulls. So this is really satanic, you know, to get the energy of you know, people they killed. Mm. And I really feel the sufferings there. Mm. I felt it today.
Et c'est ma cousine.
Now I understand.
Et c'est ma cousine qui a hérité de ça. Moi, je m'en fous. Je c'est elle qui est propriétaire maintenant d'une partie du château complète. Hein, voilà.
So it's his cousin who inherited the entire castle. He says I don't care about it, but incredible, a Templar's castle. So ma carte est finie. J'ai fini avec filmer le Fontainebleau. So this is incredible what you see there. It's the family Fontainebleau. It's really aristocratic who just got the permission, the permit, to dig into the whole mountain. You know, nobody is allowed to do this. It's like a real big, you know, to put vineyards in it. It's all vineyards here in his house here. I got invited by the guys here. So let's finish with this lovely bee here. And three times Isis, the sisters of Isis. Oh. So this is the road going to the castle of Montfort. So I came back here. So when I was talking to that Templar there in the restaurant, he gave me, when I left, he gave me the, when I shook his hand, he gave me the Freemason sign with the little finger on my pulse. And so I said, yeah, I understood that, you know. And so he told me he was a ninth degree Freemason, which is nothing. He said, he told me I'm just a little soldier, I'm nothing. And then he said, well, if you go up the street to the castle, there's the square and compass. Nobody knows who put it there. Actually, apparently it's quite old. And so Templars up there in the castle, Templars restaurant, Freemasons, it's all the same bunch. Yeah. This one looks very old as well here. And it's all part of the, what is it, sort of a church? Part of the, maybe it's a Templar chapel as well. This is part of the walls, you know, going around the Templar's castle here. So there was a real Templar's castle. And he also told me, the guy sitting both on a horse, he said, well, in the Middle Ages, during the Crusades, these guys, they, as the Arabs, the Muslims, they with a sword or something, they hit the legs of the horse, so the horse fell down, and that's why there was another guy behind who was there to defend, who had not an armor So it was lighter. I know, it's a strange story. Doesn't fit. Now, as I told you, they were poor aristocrats who didn't want to be poor. So here's the square and compass by night next to the Templars' castle. The compass, it should be 60 degrees, and it represents the number 3, because with 60 degrees you can do the side of a pyramid. Ah, there's even a G in the middle, you see that? There's even a G for Gola or Golut. Very slightly. Usually there's a... And the the square, of course, as you can make a square with it, like the base of a pyramid, because that's 90 degrees, and it represents the number 4, the 4 elements. And the number 3 are Isis, Horus, and Seth. So that's why the G usually is in the middle of the square and compass, because the G is the 7th letter. And together, 3 and 4, it makes 7, which is the holy number because of the pharaohs. So this is by night. I show you the Templars' castle one more time. The number 3 and the number 4 in the wall. So as this is the 4, it represents the square of the square and compass. And here's the number 3, which is the compass. So 3 and 4 make 7. It says, in other words, it's on top of this building, it shows the square and compass, really. So this is by night. So in this castle here, they used to wall in people, which was a medieval tradition, you know, to incredible torture. There's the outer wall and the inner wall, and in between they just closed it, you know, put stones in it and concrete, or, you know, the materials, you know, to stick it all together. And which is a real nasty thing to do. So these guys are no monks, you know, a monk doesn't do this. This is the aristocracy. They've always been doing these nasty, horrible things, you know. And they did it here, in a Templars' castle. The line is here, so this is the aristocracy. They used to wall in people. And I think this is why I pick up energies. It's a haunted place, apparently. People say this. It's in a little village. And I pick up things, I get answers. And I'm just sitting here at the bench, and I'm just contemplating, and it happens, you know, here at the bench here. Fantastic. So down there, just around the corner there, is the square and compass. It's all related. You know. So the square and compass, they didn't want to put it on the castle, you know, to get themselves, to betray themselves. So they put it there in the symbolism, where's the 3 and the 4. I already explained that to you. And, okay, folks. This is the New World Order, which started here in France. It got perfected in Switzerland. And they went over to the US, you know.
Oui, j'ai donc, quand j'étais jeune, vers l'âge de 8 ans, j'ai participé avec M. Gérard Couette, donc au château, à faire des fouilles dans la prison, on va dire, ce qui était les résidus d'une prison du château des Templiers, quoi. Mais on n'a jamais trouvé avec lui tout au moins, on n'a jamais eu d'occasion de trouver d'ossements, de casques ou d'épées. Je sais qu'il a ramené des armures, oui, il avait ramené même des poteries pour meubler le château. Hein. Faut savoir un truc, c'est que le château était quand même ouvert depuis la guerre. Hein. Il n'avait pas de porte, tout. Hein. Donc, il était assez, comment on appelle ça, livré à l'air libre, quoi. Et après, il y a eu des rumeurs, soi-disant, il y avait trafic d'armes. Il y a eu des histoires de soirées nocturnes un petit peu sataniques, on va dire, hein, avec des musiques un peu froides, sinistres, quoi. Et ça, ça a été un peu des bruits de couloir. Bon, ça a toujours été un côté mythique, ce château. Il y a eu, soi-disant, des... Comment on appelle ça, des... Hanté, des bruits. Bref, moi j'y ai dormi, j'ai eu l'occasion d'y dormir parce que bon, il faut savoir un truc, c'est qu'avant il était loué, hein, il y avait quand même des locations estivales. J'ai eu l'occasion d'y dormir, j'ai jamais rien entendu, il n'y a jamais eu de problème particulier. Les murs sont en effet pourvus de cloisons doubles, hein, avec séparation, donc pour pouvoir soit faire de l'écoute ou de l'espionnage, hein, je pensais, à l'époque il devait y avoir de l'espionnage, hein, comme il y en a toujours. Et c'est vrai que, hormis ça, il n'y a pas de qu'on appelle, il n'y a pas de
Donc t'avais 8 ans, parce que t'étais, non, t'avais,
ans, ouais.
Oui, t'étais donc petit, et ils t'ont laissé rentrer dans le double mur pour aller voir
voilà,
si y avait des choses.
On allait chercher, parce que je pouvais me faufiler entre les deux cloisons, bon, c'était les couloirs, il y avait un courant d'air dedans, c'est vrai qu'il y a un sacré courant d'air dedans, parce que bon, les ça va très loin, hein, je ne sais pas jusqu'où ça peut aller dans le château, hein, puisque je n'ai pas eu l'occasion de tout faire, mais relativement, je pense que tous les étages sont pourvus de double cloison.
Oui, mais à l'époque, moi, des autres témoins ils m'ont dit qu'ils ont trouvé des crânes et des ossements, et c'est en fait dans le Moyen-Âge une pratique d'emmurer des gens vivants derrière le mur.
Probable. Ouais. Moi, je n'ai pas eu l'occasion de les voir. Hein,
C'était déjà ramassé, peut-être.
Oui, parce que comme il a été acheté, je pense, dans les années 50, M. Couette a dû acheter ça, hein, dans les années 50, hein, 50-60 peut-être, un franc symbolique, donc c'était vraiment pas cher. Mais il était, il faut savoir, dans un piteux état, quoi. Il avait été. Les enfants du village jouaient dans le château à cette époque-là.
Mais
il était ouvert.
Donc là où il y avait des rumeurs, donc aussi de. Trafic de femmes, tu as dit, et donc la gendarmerie, ils ont même fait une enquête. Avec
il y a eu une enquête, oui, il y a eu une base d'enquête, donc je ne sais pas où ça en est rendu, où le cursus est parti, est-ce que ça a été stoppé, ou... mais je me rappelle qu'on m'avait demandé si j'avais des éléments à fournir, quoi, sur...
Ah oui.
Sur les histoires de couloirs, on va dire. Pour une fois, on peut employer le mot de couloir.
Littérairement.
Ouais. Oui, de couloir, les bruits qui courent.
Il n'y a pas de fumée sans feu, hein.
Non. Non, je pense que le bruit de couloir a dû être amené par quelque chose. Donc,
So this guy who was living here, he said there was a they had very special evenings with CD number plates. American, he said. C'est américain, donc, la plaque CD.
Oui, il y a eu une fois une plaque CD américaine, il me
semble. Avec 600, t'as dit.
Ouais, 600 ou 700.
Oui. So, even American CD number plates here in the Templars Castle. And there were rumors about arms trafficking and even women trafficking, like white slaves, I think, yeah. And the French police they did a investigation even, so you know there's no fire without smoke, you know. And he said when he was about 8 years old he went into the double wall of the castle and to see if there was something in it, you know, because he was quite small then, 8 years old, and he could crawl in between the double wall, and there was a was a thing they did in the Middle Ages, you know, like lock people like into the double wall and just let them starve there in it, you know, to wall in somebody. And so, I mean, they were no monks. A monk doesn't do that, you know. That was the aristocracy. Okay, merci beaucoup.
De rien, petit, je te donne ce que je sais, quoi. Bon, je rechercherai si j'ai des éléments dans des trucs des fois. Yeah. Je te tiendrai au courant.
Thank you.
So
I'm here next to the number 13. It shows a little bit still what company is protecting, who's doing the security work for this castle. I say SAS. SAS security. Also with wings. SS, what a joke. Well, what is the anchor doing here? SAS. site protégé par SAS Protected. Yeah, 24 hours. That's a phone number in France, which is 0033, I think. Yeah. So the SAS guys, they're really next to it, just around the corner. It's like just a couple of miles away. There's the Chateau of Miraval, where there's Brad Pitt. And the head of security, they're all ex-SAS guys, you know. Just kill us for the aristocracy. And I know by the French guy that Brad Pitt, he's really nice to everybody there, you know. And so this Mark, what is it, Mark Billingham, the SAS bitch, he just bitched on Brad Pitt and saying really horrible things about him. Not nice. Not nice at all. You should just, you don't do this sort of things, you just shut up. You know, don't bitch on each other. You know, on a man who's nice actually with his employees and nah. Yeah, they're just the Queen's killers, the SAS, you know. Most of them. Yeah. Rhodesia, SAS, that's C Squadron, they're the real ones. So here's another French school. There's my backpack. And apparently, on all French school, it says liberty, equality, fraternity. And well, I'm not going to film that again. Last time, promise. But the interesting thing is that this is the school in the village where the in Montfort, where there's the Templars' castle, and this liberty, equality, fraternity, it comes from the Templars. This is quite funny that a school having it, well, they all have it, and it means equality, that all sons of the kings, they are equal. Fraternity, we're all brothers now. That's why the Freemasons are a fraternity, actually. And liberty, we all have the right to be the king for a period of 4, 5, or 7 years, and we're going to vote. The democratic system, and it comes out of the Templars. So I just thought it's a funny thing. That the Templar's castle is just right well, behind here, up here. Yeah. Le cave du commandeur. It literally means the caves of the commander. The commander of the Templars, as in a commanderie, as in a commandery. And in the caves they got the wine. Here's a wine press. And guess to who this all belongs to, eh? To them. To the aristocracy. So, one more small sequence from the Templars' castle in Montfort. So, very strategic, you see. Pharaoh. And the Templars' castle up there. Same bunch.